Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week from the BSU softball team is Courtney Anderson. She's got a class project to attend to, and that's certainly more important than talking to me. So head coach Rick Sapinski is now with us. She was pretty darn good last week, wasn't she?
Absolutely. I mean, all season long she has kept us in every single game she's been in, and she put it all together against UMD. Was it two hits and, a 1-0 victory for us. And I tell you, when she has her rise ball working and her drop change kind of keeps them off balance, she's unstoppable out there.
Everybody in the league knows what she's all about. They still can't hit her. That's a testament of a pretty dominating player, isn't it?
Well, you know, it is. And what is key for her is that rise ball. And as most, you know, we'll tell our hitters, too, when we're going against a rise ball pitcher, you know, if it's at the hands or above, let it go. Just let it go. You're not going to catch up to it, and there's nothing you can do with it. But when you see that pitch coming in right at eye level, it looks like you're going to be able to hit it out of the park, and next thing you know, it's up above, and it's a, you know, it's a pop-up or it's a strikeout. So it's hard to lay off those rise balls, and she's got hers working really well this year.
What are the physics of that pitch? How it's thrown? What little I know about how it's thrown in the cold weather, it's not necessarily the easiest thing to get the right grip on. Is that correct?
Well, you know, versus a baseball, that everything comes over the top. With the rise ball, we're creating spin that actually, you know, is underneath. So we're dipping down as a pitcher and really staying behind the ball so that when we teach it, we often say try to scrape your knuckles on the ground if you can get that low and get the spin turning around. So there's a lot of pressure that's put on the forearm for a very good rise ball pitcher. So in the cold or for young pitchers, it's a hard pitch, and you know, if you can get it rotating perfectly, it's almost impossible, like I said, to keep above and keep your hands on. But it's the hardest pitch to learn for a pitcher, and often comes the last. So in their last couple of years of high school is when they start to master it, and like she has, you know, in these last 4 years, it has become her dominant pitch out there, and working beautifully.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU softball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.